Robert Foster from Alabama. You just lowered your chair. You're 6'2". Now you look like you're the shortest one here. Come on, Robert.
Man, I just like to sit comfortable, comfortable.
I like the way you do that. It makes me feel larger.
Thanks for coming by. We appreciate it. You've been here now.
Thank you.
Couple of weeks. How's it going for you so far?
It's going good, man. You know, just embracing everything, you know, sinking everything in and taking advantage of everything I possibly can.
You came in. You're familiar with Brian Daboll.
Yeah, for sure.
Did it mean something to you that he said, you know what, I want him on our team? That's kind of. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. You know what I mean? Like, it's the professional way. You know what I mean? I'm trying to take advantage of everything. I'm not going to dwell on the past. If college is college, you know, I'm not going to go back on tour in that term. And, we had a relationship, so, you know, I'm willing to take advantage of it, you know?
We asked you, Robert, when we were talking during the commercial break, why Alabama? Now, clearly it's, you know, the premier program in the country, but you grew up just outside Pittsburgh a little bit, and you made a choice between either going to Alabama or staying close to home, huh?
Yeah, I mean, because I really wanted to be the best player I could possibly be. Not saying that I couldn't do that at Pitt, you know. I love Pitt University, but, you know, I had a choice, you know, and I choose Alabama because, you know, I wanted to compete as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, you were there, and you were in three national championship games. You won two of them.
Yeah, yeah.
That might not have happened if you were on a pit.
Yeah,
that's part of it.
Not to knock them down. You know, I just, again, I did it for the best of me.
Right.
You know, yeah.
They do have a reputation in Alabama for coaching you up pretty
hard.
Sure.
I mean,
they don't pull punches, and they don't baby you through it
no
and hold
way.
Your hand through it. They expect you to stand up and do it yourself.
Yeah, they
right?
prepare you. You know, they prepare you for the next level and taking advantage of it. Yeah, for sure.
Robert, does Coach Saban talk about that? Like, I'm going to get you ready if you're good enough to play professionally?
No, he doesn't really talk about it. You know, Coach Saban promised me three things. You know, he said I was going to have an opportunity to play for a national championship, you know, win a national championship, and also, you know, also have an opportunity to get my degree, which I did. So, I mean, I took that and sinked it in because he promised me that. And he was a man of his word, and I accepted it.
What's your degree?
Health communications.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Nice. So, talk to you. We were talking, too, that you were, you know, you kind of hang. You don't know. You came up here to Buffalo. You don't know anybody in Buffalo
nothing,
at all.
Nothing.
It's just, you know, you kind of. So the other day, you guys all the rookies,
yeah, we
kind of pooled your pocket money and we're grilling out behind.
Yeah,
the hotel.
We all just pitched in like $20, and you know, just to have a better relationship with each other,
you know.
To the time that we have, and I decided to just grill, you know, make some burgers and make a little bit of sausage and chips and drink, and we just chilled in the back of the hotel and just vibed.
Yeah, it's great weather for that.
For
now,
sure,
right?
For sure, yeah. For right now.
You got 10 minutes of good weather.
Yeah,
you take advantage of it. Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Robert, why Buffalo when you go undrafted? Did you think you'd go undrafted, number one and number two?
It didn't matter to me, to be honest with you. At the end of the day, you get drafted like Coach Daboll said. You know, all the coaches basically say, you know, regardless of what round you get drafted, you still got a clean slate. And I'm taking advantage of it, you know what I mean? I just wanted to make an impact on somebody's team, you know.
Any carryover? Got to be some from the offensive terminology, that kind of thing. I mean, you say you're pulling that from the vets,
yeah.
But you might be more of a veteran in this offense than anybody else.
I mean, there's a little bit, but it's like I said, I don't want to dwell on the past, but there's a little bit of, you know, some stuff that's in the mix of Alabama, but not really. I'm still learning just as well as everybody else is learning.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the combine and running so well at the combine.
Yeah, I mean, that was another opportunity to showcase my ability. So I tried to take advantage of it. You know, a lot of teams look at me as a vertical threat, you know, being able to, you know, moving in and out of breaks and yak. So that's what I really took advantage of, you know, just showcasing my ability and running. And I had a great time at
4.41?
Yeah, 4.41.
Third best at the combine.
Yes, yes, sir.
You must have felt like job done when you left the combine.
I mean,
right?
You know, I was just trying to compete. You know what I mean? Like, nothing against the receivers. I just felt like I was just in the same predicament as them, and I tried to showcase it as much as I possibly can.
Tell us about the atmosphere there. Because you kind of parachute into Indianapolis. You don't know who's got. Then you got to. You're in the middle of the same guys you played against and with and seen on TV. You know that. So what was the vibe like in the group?
It was definitely a blessing. You know what I mean? It was one blessing. You know, just meeting all them. Great players, you know, just competing against them, you know, and this is legendary, you know, this will always be remembered. So it was definitely a blessing for me, you know, and just being around it, you know what I mean? Being around the surroundings of all those great players and then just embracing it all.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure. It was definitely fun.
With Robert Foster, Bills rookie wide receiver, undrafted free agent from Alabama. Last year at Alabama, your senior year, you caught just 14 passes, but I want to talk about one of them, a 52-yard touchdown catch against Colorado State. Tell me about that play.
We had a 9-yard, you know, call, coach called a NASCAR, and we were just running it, and he just, you know, Jalen Hurts was looking at me on the side, and we just made a good connection, and I did everything else after that, you know, tried to make a play for the team, and it blew up on social media, and then, I mean, it just took advantage of everything.
You said when you went to Alabama, Saban promised you some things. Did anybody promise you anything when you got to Buffalo? What'd they tell you when you signed your contract?
No, I mean, no promises.
What's the vibe? What'd they say? And
it was just come here and compete, basically. You know, I don't want promises. You know, I don't want promises. You don't owe me anything. My thing is to work for it at the end of the day. And I'm happy to be in a part of Bills Mafia. And hopefully I can be able to showcase my ability and make an impact on the team. They didn't promise me anything. I just want to be able to compete and go out there and make Bills Mafia what it needs to be on top again.
Robert, when you go to Alabama, you probably know that they're not a team that's going to fill the air with footballs, right? They're not going to throw it that much.
Yeah.
And plus, you're playing alongside a guy, Ridley, who really might have been the number one target, I would think, in the past.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, Kyle Benjamin is a great, great receiver. You know what I mean? I'm learning from him. I'm seeing how he's so strong. He's really a tall, great route runner. You know, I'm trying to learn things that I lack at, you know, which is being stronger, you know, taking advantage of certain size of corners and everything. So I'm trying to just sink as much as I possibly can.
So you come into a locker room like in the NFL, it's a little different than it is at Alabama. But for one thing, you got like 200 guys at Alabama. You got now, even with this, you got 90. I mean, yeah. You see it's cut down. You won't, if you do make the team, you won't believe the first day of stretch when you go out there and there's like nobody out there. Except
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, but you walk in and they're, you're not with some of the guys are your age, and some of them are 30 years old, 35 yeah. years old. Tell yeah. me about what that's like walking in, and what's the vibe like in the locker room?
The vibe, that vibe is basically, you know, I'm really trying to just build a connection with the vets. You know what I mean? I am kind of older. I'm 24 years old, so mm-hmm. I'm just trying to build a relationship with them. You know what I mean? Try to just build, go by the Bills standard, you know what I mean? Go to the one to the, it's called something called 111. You know, everybody do their job, and I'm just trying to go by that, you know what I mean? Trying to take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The vet's going to do lead us in the right direction, and that's what I'm planning to do. Just follow the direction. They're going to lead me in the right ways.
Yeah. What do you think about the start of OTAs tomorrow? Do you think the atmosphere will change a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're all just going to go out there and compete, take advantage of everything, and just have fun at the end of the day. We're definitely going to have fun.
Yeah. Oh, Robert, good luck to you. Thanks for coming by here
Thank
today.
You.
Appreciate
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Got meetings to go to right at the
yep.
end of this?
Sure is.
All right, we'll let you go. Thanks, Robert. Robert
Thank
Foster,
you.
Bills rookie wide receiver.
Appreciate
Steve you. And I back with more in a moment. One Bills Live from One Bills Drive, and this is Buffalo Bills Radio.